This is Amber. The Warren of Petal Grove is a streamed actual play that can be watched live on twitch.tv/geekspective. This season will consist of 12 sessions with 3 different casts. The October shows will be aired live on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. For those who cannot watch live, the VODs are available on Geekspective's YouTube channel. And for you, podcast people, the live show will be split in half and aired every Friday for a total of 24 podcast episodes. And now, here's the first. Hello, Internet. Welcome to the Warren of Petal Grove. It is a Powered by the Apocalypse game that we're playing by Marshall Miller, published by Bully Pulpit, and it's a new actual play podcast and stream that is being hosted by Geekspective and run by me, Amber, aka Rocket Orca, and I use she, her pronouns. And wow, what an exciting start.
Got it.
Did it.
Crushed it.
Crushed
well
it.
Done.
10 out of 10, land. Stuck the landing. Anyway, so I'm super excited. I have a great group of players who agreed to play this game with me, and I'm like, this is in the works for like 2 months or whatever. So I can't believe it's already happening. October has come so fast, but also
way too fast, honestly.
Also,
the first week of October has been a whole year.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay. Anyway, so we'll go ahead and start introducing my players. I would like for you to tell us your name, pronouns, where we can find you, and then just your rabbit name, who you're playing, and their pronouns. So let's go ahead and start with Masood.
Hey guys, I'm Masood. I use he, him pronouns. You can find me on the internet at Marudboi on Twitter and Instagram, MARUDBOI. I do stuff with Rivals of Waterdeep. I do stuff with Indoor Recess. I'm around. And I'm going to be playing Daffodil Pickle, Dill to his friends. And we'll learn more about him as we go in. And he uses he, him.
Okay, great. Thank you. Did you want to share your rabbit story? Did we say that was a no?
Oh, I don't know if you asked. We could do it naturally or.
Okay, that's fine. That's right. Whatever. I don't know. We had a lot of rabbit discussion beforehand.
Oh,
a lot of rabbit pictures coming
up.
Oh,
that rabbit story. I thought you were thinking about like my rabbit origin story.
We were supposed to have a rabbit story.
No. Yes, now I would like you to present your 10-page backstory, please.
Did you not do the backstory worksheet?
I did it. It all started 10 years ago.
Because we were like talking about like our rabbit experiences and we were like, oh shit, rabbits are super cute. I forgot and that kind of crap. So anyway, we'll move on.
If there's time at the end, I'll share it. It's fun. It's not.
Okay. It's not.
It's not. Sad. It's a bad story.
It's a very sad story.
I'm sorry I brought it up. All right.
It's okay.
Okay, we'll move on to our next player. It is to my whatever direction is right or left. I don't know. Everything's swapped around. Blue Jay.
It's me. It's Blue Jay. It's Blue Jay. I'm Blue Jay. I use she, her pronouns. I am currently doing a Monster Hearts show. I'm GMing that one tomorrow. Other than that, this is my only role play. So I'm super, super hyped to get to be a rabbit. I also do gaming and modeling and just, you know, being a weirdo on the internet. That's me. I also have a really cute dog who has taught me way too much about rabbits. So I think that that's like the portrait of my life needs to include my dog now. He's great.
I support that.
Yeah. Shout out to Riker. Thank you. Oh, and I'm playing Squeak, and Squeaky's a jackrabbit. Squeak is a he, him pronouns.
Gotcha. Great. Making a note in my giant notebook. Okay, up next we have Katie May.
Hi, I'm Katie May. You can catch me here for the month of October. If you want to hear me do some DM shenanigans, you can catch Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, which is a beautiful little messy mess of a show. I love it so much. I do stuff with Indoor Recess as well, where you can catch Masood and I. Today, I am playing Garlic, the anxiety-ridden rabbit. She, they pronouns for the rabbit, she, her pronouns for me, forgot to say that one at the top. I'm just very excited. I forgot how cute rabbits were until I Google image searched them literally 5 minutes before we started. And then I found out that I was really afraid of my rabbit dying because I now have a mental image of how cute it is.
Oh, yeah. I have a rabbit story. It's nicer than probably Masood's. But I used to live in this apartment complex and there was rabbits just all over. And for whatever reason, like they were, I don't know what they were, I don't know rabbit behavior, but there would be just like little holes, divots in the ground that baby bunnies would be in. And so you would like, one time there was actually up my path, like literally a foot away from me, like three little baby bunnies that were living in there. And I had to like pick one up one time because it was just sitting in the middle of the like sidewalk and put it back in its hole. Anyway, they're super cute. And I touched a live rabbit. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I don't know. Someone told me the whole bird thing was a lie. That's like that whole. So I think all of it is you can't touch a baby bird because then its right. mom will hate it. I think the same thing is for a rabbit. I don't know though. I don't know
the
where
scent. Like yeah. I don't know if the human scent would linger that long.
Yeah. But I feel like if they're right by the sidewalk, human scent is already all over.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Someone fact check us in the comments.
Yeah.
Fact check us about rabbit behavior.
get at me on my Twitter. Let me know.
I mean, how can the weird thing about bird babies be real if birds aren't real just in general?
Big facts. They're just robots about it, people. From the government. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Up next, we have Andrew.
Which is me. Hi, I'm Andrew. I use they, them pronouns. You can follow me on Twitter at Commuting Crow. And I am playing Nettle. Who also uses they, them pronouns, and is a rabbit, unlike me, who is a human.
Big
distinction. Oh, I'd gotten that confused. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought you were a rabbit and Nettle was a human.
Oh.
I'm actually 12 rabbits in a sweater.
And that's a wheelchair. What I want to be.
And
right
then
now.
In the game is a one human in a giant rabbit outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I've gone undercover amongst the rabbits.
I think that's called a furry who dresses up as a rabbit. I think that's just what the term is.
Can you imagine if this game was just figure out who the imposter human is?
One of you is a human, and the camera just like goes somewhere.
Yeah,
it's like the camera's like small rabbit, slightly larger rabbit, human size.
It's like Frank the Rabbit costume. Yeah.
And all the other rabbits are trying to pay attention, but they can't really ever discern. And they're like, "Oh yeah, that's totally one of us. No problem. Yeah,
of course.
Okay." So we had to let you, the audience, know, we had our session zero offline already, where we talked about the game and the tone and character creation, and also the safety tools. So we are using the X card. That's something we agreed upon. And we also talked about lines and veils. And so again, for you, the audience, for listeners, to give you an idea of what to expect, we said that there is going to be no sexual assaults. No graphic depictions of violence. We are playing all animals. This is an animal heavy world. And we know that animal harm can be a touchy subject. Also no direct harm to baby bunnies, but it's okay. I think Masood said if they get in a hot air balloon and flew off into the sky, that's okay. So we've already established that.
If it fades to black, let the imagination run, you know, like.
And then we also a checking in style of for things like gaslighting and coercion. So narratively, if it works and you have that idea, any one of us just ask and see if it's okay with a player and everybody at the table. So yeah, okay. Another thing to think about, I was also, this game has a birthing mechanic, and we decided as a group that it probably won't come up, so if you're looking forward to that, it's not going to happen.
But if you want to play the Warren and have so many rabbit babies, there's a mechanic for that.
Yes.
You can do it.
Yes.
Buddy, you've got the opportunity to explore it at your leisure. Go for it.
We just won't stop you. Really like it.
All right. Well, if you guys are ready, I will start this game. Okay. So... I know, I'm so excited, but also nervous. Okay, so opening scene. We're going to start in the Warren. So the shot starts on a dirt wall. It's dim, but we can see, like, the roots of plants coming down, and there's rocks here and there in the wall, and a small area starts to tumble and fall, and a star-shaped nose pushes through the earth. A mole emerges, climbs down, and starts snuffling about, and the camera will follow it as it scrambles its way through the underground dirt tunnel. It stops, stands up on its hind legs, and starts sniffing the air, and the camera rises up over it, and the shot is now in a wider part of the tunnel where we see four rabbits facing another rabbit. The one that has been gathered around is like unremarkable as far as rabbits go. It's just a rabbit-ass rabbit, brown rabbit size. And it speaks to the group. Oh, hiya. Yes, I'm Pumpernickel. I'm guessing Sundew or maybe Cloud sent you. I was expecting someone to come sooner or later. So you want to hear my story? And she makes eye contact with Nettle. Nettle, would you mind describing your rabbit?
Yeah, so Nettle is a runt, so they're kind of small, and they have singed fur, which I'm thinking means that like they're kind of a brown, like noisy brownish gray color, but then the like tips of their ears and their paws and stuff are all black, so they kind of like fade to black with their coloration. They have long ears that are very like twitchy and active. They're always kind of listening. Yeah, I am known as being very charismatic. People like to talk to Nettle and share stories with Nettle. And Nettle likes to then go behind their backs and tell their stories to other people.
Nice. And so yeah, Pumpernickel looks at Nettle and says, "Oh, yeah, I think I know you. You're what's your name again?"
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Surely you must have heard of me. I mean, we've never met, but I know, you know, Pumpernickel, and then I know Dewdrop and Melonberry. You know, I know all of these people that you know. They're all known to me.
Well, I know you're familiar, but the name is just slipping me at the moment.
Well. And like Nettle like shakes their head as if it's like very disappointing when someone doesn't know who they are. And they're just like, well, I'm Nettle. You've probably heard of me before, but you know, and I understand we haven't met a lot of people, and like, you know, I make a big deal of mollifying them to just make them feel more guilty, really.
Yeah. I mean, I have heard of you. You're pretty popular. And I've heard of you from others, but I bet all these spooky, creepy occurrences are confusing you too. I mean, that's why you're here, right?
I mean, I just love a good story. I'm sure it's all just a misunderstanding, or I mean, there's no way these things are real.
I think like, right? from the side and like behind Nettle, Squeak is like, "Wait, have you heard of me? You've heard of me, right? You've heard of me too." And he's just like really like his ears go right up, like just touching the top of the warren, and they're just massive. And he's just like butting in and kind of like scooting ever closer, like, "What about me?" Totally ignoring the spooky.
Well, Squeak, yeah, I know you. You've been out helping with the foraging, right?
Yeah. See, Nettle, they know me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, now that we've established who knows each other, I was going to tell you my story. So here it is. Ready? Okay. I was going up to the nursery to start my shift, watching the little kits, helping out as we sitters do. And as I was getting closer, I could hear crying and whining, you know, not unusual, but it started to get louder and louder and louder. And then she looks dead into the eyes of Daffodil. Daffodil, would you mind describing you, and also what's your reaction to this part of the story?
Yeah, so Daffodil is a, he's a big rabbit. Like he is a tall, large rabbit, kind of stands above the rest of the folks that are present, is mainly black fur, but it's got splotches of white, of brown, sort of running all over him. But they're not, the biggest color you also see is gray. You see spatterings in his coat. He's an old rabbit, he's about six. And he spent, most people know Daffodil because they see him at the funerals. He's the gravedigger for the Warren. Oh. He's the one who buries all the other rabbits when they pass. And he's looking at, I'm sorry, can you say their name one more time?
Pumpernickel.
At Pumpernickel. Hearing this stories about ghosts, and he kind of lifts up and flops his ears over and goes,
well, now, I don't see no ghosts out in the graveyard ever, and I've spent all my time out there, so I do believe that this is just mere trickery once again to keep us afraid. You know how the government gets, you know what they're trying to do to us.
Yes, they're very organized, and they have a lot of, you know, it's just, it's meant to keep us in line, I think, maybe. And this kind of thing couldn't possibly happen or be real.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I experienced it and it felt very, how would the government, not knowing what that is, get into our Warren? And so then she'll continue on with her story. You know, it was like the whole dang tunnel was full of crying babies, hundreds of them. Have you ever been around a bunch of crying kids? You know, a couple dozen going on. It's going to, like, it makes your head feel like it's going to, boy, I'm my accent's going. Oh, no! Pumpernickel.
These rabbits have haunted accents.
Possessed. Accents. A couple dozen going all at once is enough to split your head open, but this felt like my whole head was going to melt right off. It really scared me, you know? And she turns to Garlic. Would you mind, yeah, describing Garlic for us, Katie Mae?
I think Garlic is just like a bit behind everybody else. And Garlic, the thing about them is really the only defining feature you can see, they just look like a white puff that got left in the dryer for too long. And the only defining characteristic you can see throughout this, and they're like staying in the middle of the hallway so that their fur isn't brushing up against the dirty sides of the walls, they may keep their pristine coat, and they're just these terrified looking eyes just peeking through this white fur, and they're like, there's already so much crying and fear in this story, I think maybe we should elevate this to more proper authorities than the four of us. Is there someone more in charge?
Well, I mean, Sundu sent you. Sundu's our leader, I think, or even Cloud. Cloud's been doing a lot of the gathering up information and looking into things. So if you want to talk to Cloud more, that would be where I would say after, you know.
No, Garlic. I think that they sent me because I'm a hero and I'm gonna get rid of the ghosts.
Yep. Okay, so one out of the four of us is a hero. So I guess that's 25% heroism split throughout all of us. So I think that's not too bad.
Yeah, and if there's anything dangerous, Squeak will handle it.
Yes.
There's no such things as ghosts. Anyways, let's start there.
But if there were, I would fight. I would fight them.
No, if there were, Garlic could keep us safe. No, that's vampires. Oh, right. There's a subtle difference. Okay.
I got Shaho. Okay, I thought I had to be responsible for something for a second there, and I got really concerned. So can we just give the young ones maybe some like treats, some extra berries, so they stop crying, and then we can all go to bed?
Well, that's the thing. You see, like, it sounded like there was a bunch of kids crying, you know, and I was going to go check on them, but, you know, then it got very cold and I felt frozen and the sound went all the way gone. So I don't think it was the kids actually crying. And when I mean frozen, I don't mean like cold, like I was like ice or anything. It was more like, my heart got so heavy and sad, I couldn't move. I was so afraid. Have you ever been so afraid you couldn't move?
Yes.
Yeah, all eyes turned to Garlic. Like, yeah.
But she is looking at Pumpernickel's now looking at Squeak. Would you mind describing Squeak a little bit more?
Yeah, so Squeak, who has been butting in to every conversation because Squeak wants to be the center of attention at all times, is a jackrabbit. So he has like very long legs, very, very big long ears that he can like perk all the way up or like fold along his back. And I would say that he's lean, probably with a kind of like slightly... I mean, not mangy. I don't think he's got a mangy coat, but like it's definitely, it looks like he's always getting into like, there's probably thorns like stuck in it. Maybe like he's getting in and out of trouble all the time. And then he's got really long ears and he's mostly just like a light, like the brown, like blends into the dirt of the walls kind of color. But he has like the little like lighter white socks on his feet, on his front feet. Mm-hmm. And yeah, as he's listening, his ears are just like brushing the top of the warren, like just straight up.
Yeah. So how does he respond to, have you ever been so afraid you couldn't move?
Never. Not even once. I don't even know what fear is.
Oh my gosh. Well, maybe you are the right person or right bunny for this job.
Yep. I don't know yet what we're supposed to do, but I know I'm going to do it and it's going to be great.
Well, I fully trust your abilities. So then the cold passed. And like I said, I went to go check on the kits and the kits were completely fine. There was no crying coming from them. I don't know what happened. So that's my story. We have some time before the town hall meeting. If you want to know more, I'll do my best to remember. And so I'm going to open up the floor now to you players if you want to ask her questions in character or if you have questions for me out of character as well.
So you were saying that it was before you saw the kids. You heard a lot of crying and you felt like frozen but not cold frozen.
Right.
What uh-huh. did you see anything?
No, just felt. It was just a feeling.
Do you know like where it was in one of the, by the kits, you said?
Yeah, it was at near the nursery up in the northwest area, you know, where all the babies are taken care of. All the babies live alone by themselves, fending for themselves.
Oh, yeah, sounds great. Sounds like a great plan.
It's a youth education program.
So then maybe it's just like all of the babies. So what if we just throw all the babies out and just start over and then it's like the problem's taken care of?
Oh, wow.
I'm close to something, but I'll keep thinking.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know about that. What was your name again? So I may write it down.
I'm Garlic.
Well, that's a very interesting idea, Garlic.
I'm 1 month old and I'm still trying to find my profession. So I'm this week I'm seeing if it's heroism.
Oh no.
I take my little paw and I just like pat over like the fluff like just on top so I don't actually touch Garlic. But I pat like the aura of Garlic's white fluff. I'm like, maybe heroism's not for you, but don't worry. I'll take care of it.
To find out.
Do you think we should go where do babies live?
The kit? Is that the phrase?
The nursery. We should go to the nursery and take a sniff around. And I mean, I'm not saying that you're, you know, bad at investigating. I'm just saying that maybe I'm better.
Well, I mean, you know, that's no problem. Like, I mean, I just babysit. I'm not really an investigator or have like good eyes, good senses, or I'm not a hero.
So it could have been the wind that grasped you so tight and not a supernatural force.
Well, I mean, it was weird. That's never happened to me before. Does the wind come through the tunnels often? And she's like looking at you guys like.
There must be some rational explanation for all of this. I mean, surely it's
ghosts.
Like Daffodil says, it's some mundane phenomenon that's causing this.
Well, sure. I mean, It's not just me. I'm gonna lose the Minnesota accent. I can't keep this.
We got it. We know it in our
hearts. Yeah. Yes.
It's been established. Yeah.
So it's not just me that's having these experiences. It's been others too. I think there was like a Nibble had a story.
Clay.
Yeah, Nibble's wild.
Nibble's wild.
We Nibble all know Nibble deal. Can't be trusted.
Out of here.
One time I was in I was outside with Nettle, and we brought in some berries from berry picking, and Nettle said that Nettle brought in all the berries, but I know that it was really me that did all the work and Nettle was just sitting there. So we all know that Nettle's totally a liar.
Nibble or Nettle?
Nibble.
Okay.
This is oh man,
not Nettle. I would never say something like that about my very good friend Nettle.
Yeah.
Nibble is too close. Okay, I got confused.
It's fine.
Do you mention someone named Clay earlier that we could also talk to? Is that
I think it was Stump.
Oh, Stump.
Oh,
it's real awkward.
Maybe I said Clay. Maybe I said Stump, but I meant Stump.
Stump.
Yeah. What does Stump do?
Stump doesn't do much.
Maybe that's what I should do.
There's been others, so maybe you could also talk to them. You know, the meeting is happening soon, so everyone will be gathered up there.
Okay.
Looks like we can gather some more information at this meeting before getting to the bottom of this spooky case.
And the scene cuts there. So the camera will go and move into a what I'm going to call a large rabbit foyer, because I don't know what else you would call that. And it's an area that's completely filled with rabbits right now, hopping about, chatting with each other, mingling about, like they're looking for spots to settle in. And in the middle of this area is a like lump of earth that you guys all know is where the leader will go and give announcements, usually on a daily basis. It's like a war and update in, you know, news, 10 o'clock news kind of situation. I have some questions I can ask you about your character and like characters they might know, or if you have an idea right now as to who you want to go and talk with. Yes.
So I have my character move is charismatic. I can always find a rabbit or two that are willing to follow me around and do as I say.
Okay.
And other than my three delightful companions here, Nettle, we're in a meeting. There are all these people. Nettle is like saying hi to everyone and knows lots of people. But I want to find a couple of rabbits who will agree with me when I speak up at the meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you have an idea of names or rabbits that you, or do you want me to pull out my list of rabbit names?
Well, I think Poppy Seed is
okay.
One of them.
Okay. Poppy Seed. Sure. Was there another one? Let's do Celery.
And Celery. Okay.
Yeah. Poppy Seed and Celery. And does Nettle have like a favorite treat or snack?
Oh, that's a good, I think Nettle likes blackberries.
Oh, okay.
And it's not even that they're really tasty. I like knowing that someone had to deal with a blackberry bush in order to get me that thing.
Me, I did it.
Okay, awesome. Let me make a note of that. Okay. So yeah, so you'll enter into the gathering area and we'll say Poppy Seed and Celery start after you're late. They're waiting for a moment to like come up to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Poppy Seed is like, oh, hi, Nettle, I'm here. And I brought you some blackberries.
And I'm about to like blow them off until they say blackberries. And I like my ears perk up involuntarily. And I look over like, oh, well, hi there, Celery. This is Celery, right? Or was it Poppy Seed?
It's actually
Do
funny.
You
if
know
you call
the difference?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know the difference between these?
Yeah, I look at the two of them. They look kind of similar. I'm like, and maybe they're siblings. And I'm like, wait, Poppy Seed, my bad. How's it going? Thank you for the blackberries. They're already in my hands. I'm already eating them.
Oh, so it's going pretty good. I know there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the haunted stuff that's going on. Have you heard anything new?
I've heard a couple things here and there. You know how it is. I was actually going to talk about it at the meeting, and I was wondering, you know, if some other people might be, you know, interested in hearing the truth, like yourself, you know.
Well, yeah, like I overheard not too long ago that Cloud is totally upset with Sundew. Like, she thinks that Sundew isn't even going to talk about it, like talk about it at all during the meeting.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people will say that, you know, talking about it is going to get everyone spooked. And I think it's important that people know what's going on in their community. So I'll speak up if no one else does.
It's okay, Garlic. I'll hold your ears closed.
Thank you. Infighting gives me hives.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything before I move the camera?
No.
No?
No, I just think that Garlic has just like a string of people that they interned underneath for a day and then got fired.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That was one of my questions as for you. It was like, is there in the Warren a specific rabbit that Garlic like goes to like offload their own like worry and stress?
That's a great question.
Is that something that exists for you?
Probably one of the leaders, I would think, because they have to listen. They just can't be like, go away. They have to be.
Okay.
So the two leaders are Cloud and Sun.
Sundew.
Yes.
So Sundew is the leader. Cloud is somebody who's new to the Warren, somebody that actually came outside of Pellagrove and has been putting out ideas.
Ooh.
Those dangerous ideas, new and innovative.
I think what it might be then is that, like, I talk to Cloud a lot. And the exchanges is like, I will listen to your new and weird ideas if you listen to my unrepentant list of anxieties and fears. Is sort of how that works.
Okay, cool. Good to know. All right. If there's nothing else, I can do the scene change. The signal of the announcement meeting is people start to thump, like the people, rabbits start to thump. And it's like, oh, it's time for a meeting to start. And so you guys will see a large dark gray rabbit. This is Sundew. She's 3 years old. She hops up onto the mount and she starts the announcements. And she says, good day, everyone. As we know, summer is ending. The crisp, cool air has come. And with it, of course, the usual chores and upkeep. However, we are still in the process of implementing some improvements and innovations that you've asked for. One being the expansion in the northwest section to create more rooms for the ever-growing population. This year, we've had more kits than we've had this time in the past, and we need to expand. We are still in the process of our new innovative food storage initiative. The last 2 weeks have brought in a surplus of food, and we'll surely have enough that we won't need to forage out in the open as often as winter comes. And for the final news, we've had several disappearances and deaths over the last week. The usual mishaps, of course. May the moon rabbit guide Treacle, Honey, Whisper, Meadow, Breeze, Time, Digger, and Robert safely to the celestial prairie. Thank you all for your time, and remember the old adage, stay alert, stay alive.
Stay alert, stay alive.
Stay alive.
Wait, Digger? Digger died?
No, he's not dead. I didn't bury him. He's just missing.
Missing presumed dead.
Well, missing could be a lot of things. Don't mean no ghost, though. Come on, guys.
People, a fox or a hawk or a dog of some kind.
Oh, those things.
No, but Digger was good and brave and like my idol, honestly. Digger was one of the biggest jackrabbits I've ever seen. How could they? They couldn't be dead.
Okay, now. Is brave.
Yeah, if they're dead, I'm worried.
Oh, hush, Garlic, you're always worried.
That's fair.
Nobody's dead till Dill puts him in the ground. I'm telling y'all.
So can I take this opportunity to speak up at the meeting?
Oh, yes.
So after Sundew says her piece or whatever, like a good member of the Associated Press, I speak up with an awkward question at the wrong time and say, like, well, I mean, you said it was normal, but Last year at this time, only four rabbits disappeared in the month of September, and now you're saying six, eight? It's ridiculous. Not to mention that I have heard reports of strange sounds in the nursery, and that the staff of the nursery are being worked to the point that they are delirious. So what do you have to say to that?
So in the middle of, like, after you do your tirade, there is just one voice in the back of the crowd that goes, yeah, what about the ghosts? And Sundu is like is in the middle of like hopping down from her like I'm done, I'm going off to do my Sundu business, and turns around and says, look, we've had more rabbits this season than we've had before, so obviously there are going to be more deaths. That's just how it works. More rabbits to feed the world's population. You know, it happens. And also, because of Cloud's new idea of storing food, we've been going out more and bringing more food in, and that is what's happening. It has nothing to do with these spooky ghosts.
But you do admit that they are spooky, right? You just said it yourself.
I didn't even mention spooky ghosts. And I do that as like a gotcha, and I look around at the crowd like, hey, I didn't even say anything about ghosts.
Literally, somebody just yelled at me, what about the ghosts? And ghosts are inherently spooky.
All right. Okay, everybody. So they are spooky ghosts. We just received confirmation that we are dealing with spooky ghosts. I am the only one allowed to panic.
And so, yeah, that'll just say, well, yes. Yes, Garlic's got that covered. And I propose that myself and Squeak and Daffodil and also Garlic form a special task force to address these concerns, to identify the cause of this problem.
And for our efforts, we should get more blackberries. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, I am going to actually make you roll.
Yes.
First roll.
Yes. Roll.
I feel like I am maybe speaking plainly here.
Yes.
Correct, you are. So you're going to roll plus shrewd. And on a 10 plus, the NPC will do as asked, given the proper assurances. And then on a 7 to 9, they do as you ask, provided you meet one of their demands right now.
Great. So I am shrewd plus 2. Very shrewd.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. And we're rolling physical dice.
Fortunately, I roll a 3.
Oh, no. So that's a fail. So Sundu says, absolutely not. There is no reason for a task force to be formed to search for ghosts. Nothing like that is happening. And if I find out that you are spreading rumors or going about this behind my back, behind my decree, there shall be repercussions.
So what you're saying is that now your government is forbidding our exploration into this fact that there is something you wish to keep hidden. Is that true now?
I don't know what this government is that you keep talking about, Daffodil.
Your rule-making governing body of elected officials.
What does elected mean?
Squeak raises one ear into the sky, like a hand up. Didn't you send us to talk to Pumpernickel in the first place?
Or was that Cloud? Was Cloud the person who...
Pumpernickel said something.
You say that, and she, like, there's like 40 some rabbits watching everybody right now. Like, you're in the middle of a town hall and this is happening. And she goes, first, to address Daffodil. I can't remember what you accused her of, but I had something.
I'm accusing her of a government cover-up. I'm accusing her of action. Oh. So now there are ghosts. The government knows about it.
And they're deliberately keeping it from us.
Yes.
Okay. She's like, I am trying to keep us from all panicking when we don't need to panic. Squeak, how about all of us talk somewhere more private? Like, says that quietly, not loud enough. Meeting is dismissed. Go.
Are we supposed to go or just everybody else?
No, I think we stay here.
Okay.
Everybody else, meeting adjourned. Please go about your tasks and chores. And then rabbits will start to filter out as they're murmuring. The camera will show us that there is one, let me get the description of her, Cloud. There is one small light gray rabbit that kind of lingers behind and like looks back at the four of you and then turns and then goes out.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to my amazing players, who I'm going to list now alongside their Twitter handles. So, thank you, Masood, at MahRudeBoy, that's MahRudeBoy, Blue Jay, at BlueJay_712, Katie May, at OKKatieMay, and Andrew, at Commuting Crow. You should follow them all because they are awesome and they all do super cool things. At the end of the next podcast episode, you'll get to hear directly from them about all their current happenings. If you've enjoyed The Warren of Petal Grove, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts because algorithms. In all seriousness, it does greatly help shows get seen. The Warren of Petal Grove is a show on the Geekspective Network where I host or co-host a lot of other cool podcasts, like this one. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Amber.
I have a question for you.
All right, shoot.
If you could pick any one Magic the Gathering card to eat, which card would that be?
Acorn Catapult, because I want those squirrel nuts.
Good answer! I'm surprised at how fast you did that. I don't know, is that a real card?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know. Cool, I learned something.
There's all kinds of stuff that you can learn on Red Mage, Blue Mage, a Magic the Gathering talk show on the Geekspective Network.
If you're like me, an idiot who doesn't understand things, you can also learn from Kenny, who's great. We talk about magic lore, how to actually play the game, what does a mana curve look like, and other cool stuff.
All that and more. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, and pretty much any major platform. And we're on Twitter, @RedBlueMTG.
Check us out!